Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering life's little and sometimes big challenges, one stoic principle at a time. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of worry? Like that voice in your head keeps whispering what if until it feels louder than any good advice. Yeah, me too. Trust me, we all get there. But here is the thing. Fear and anxiety, they don't have to rule our lives. Stoicism, this ancient philosophy, it's got some seriously cool strategies for dealing with those pesky feelings. So buckle up, because today we're diving into how you can take control, let go of those worries, and actually start living a more peaceful life. Ready to ditch the anxiety and step into your power? Let's do this. First things first, Stoicism teaches us that our emotions are powerful, but they don't define us. You know that feeling when you get caught up in a stressful situation, and suddenly your thoughts are racing. Your heart is pounding, and you feel like everything is spiraling out of control. That's your emotional response kicking in. But Stoicism says, hold on, take a breath. It's not about suppressing your emotions, that never works. It's about recognizing them, acknowledging them, and then choosing how to respond. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are waves crashing against the shore. You can let those waves knock you over, or you can stand strong on the sand, observe them roll in and out, knowing they'll eventually fade away. Second, Stoicism emphasizes the importance of focusing on what's within our control. Think about it. We can't control everything that happens to us, right? We can't stop traffic jams, prevent unexpected storms, or guarantee that everyone will always be nice to us. But we can control our reactions to those things. So, instead of getting bogged down in what you can't change, shift your energy towards what you can influence. Your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. Choose to focus on the present moment, on the things you can actively do to make a positive difference. Third, Stoicism encourages us to practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can have a huge impact on your overall well-being. It helps shift your perspective, reminds you of what you're grateful for, and makes those negative feelings feel less overwhelming. Imagine this. You're walking through your house, and instead of focusing on the clutter, you notice that beautiful sunlight streaming through the window, the warmth of your comfy couch, or the smell of freshly brewed coffee. Stoicism also reminds us to view challenges as opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. Every obstacle you face is a chance to learn something new about yourself, to develop resilience, and to emerge stronger on the other side. It's not about avoiding difficulties, it's about embracing them with courage and using them as stepping stones on your journey. Finally, Stoicism emphasizes the importance of living in harmony with nature. We're part of something bigger than ourselves, right? So, taking time to connect with nature, whether it's going for a walk in the park, listening to the birds sing, or simply sitting under a tree and feeling the breeze on your skin, can help us feel grounded, centered, and connected to the world around us. So, you're probably thinking, Logan, this all sounds great, but how do I actually put it into practice? Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up and your anxiety is through the roof. Instead of letting those worries take over, try this. Take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you've prepared well, and focus on what you can control, delivering your best presentation possible. Visualize success, channel your nervous energy into positive action, and remember, even if things don't go perfectly, you'll learn from the experience. Remember, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless or suppressing your feelings. It's about developing mental strength, resilience, and wisdom to navigate life's challenges with grace and clarity. Listen, the journey to mastering your emotions and finding peace within yourself is ongoing. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. So, what's one Stoic strategy you can try today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this path to mental strength. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more wisdom-packed episodes just like this one. Until next time, stay strong and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.